Hi, we're on. This is Match One Podcast. This is Match One Podcast. My name is Serafina Flowers, and we have the other host, sir.
I'm over here doing things.
Yep. Right. Well, that is, what's your rap name now? Dom Dominguez.
Yeah. Oh, you changed it?
No, I didn't change my rap name, but I would just like for everyone to refer to
that's me. Hard. That's hard. What? Nigga,
UV Scuddy. This is UV Scuddy, aka Dominguez.
I'm no black puppy.
Aka the blackest nigga you've ever met, aka.
Dominguez, not black puppy.
And then we also have Ty. You got the mics over here, you guys. You can just say Ty. Ty. We have Ty. AKA still a dark nigga.
My man's really said that's my alias. Really said that. That's my alias, still a dark nigga. Can you imagine getting pulled over by the police and it's like, are you still a dark nigga? Yes.
No. And then you can introduce yourself. We have a guest, special guest.
Hello. Lil Sticks and this bitch. Burr, burr, burr. Three X's at the end. Please make sure you don't forget. Burr, 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 burr. Also known as Andy. Also known as Anandi.
When people refer to you as your real name, I'm like, what the fuck is
I'd
that?
I'd be like, bruh, I'm so, because nobody be calling me that shit. Because they don't know how to say it. That's why I actually, was like, okay, my name's going to be Andy for now. Like, I did that in, middle school. Because no one could say that shit.
That's crazy. That's what's crazy, because I always be using real names. And, when I be talking to people, I'll use real names.
No, but they'd be like,
and they'd be like, who is that? Who is Dom? Who are these people? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Rap names. Right.
Not the government, bro.
Oh, we're using our made-up names.
I'm Spider-Man. But, yes, this is a very overdue and highly anticipated episode of Match World Podcast that I'm going to have to pause real quick. One second.
Well, shit, while we got this awkward silence, I thought you paused it. While we got this awkward silence, how have you been? What have you been up to?
I have been writing a children's book.
Oh, my.
Called Anandi and the Big Red Bonnet.
That's fucking fire.
It's about, hair care for a little girl that's, trying to figure out her hair and shit.
That's fire.
So I'm trying to do that, trying to get the illustrations straight. It's written and shit. I gotta get it edited, then I'm gonna get it illustrated.
Yes.
And then we'll figure out how to publish. I gotta figure out how to do everything. This is new to me. Publishing a book is new to me. Even though I've been a writer for ages, publishing a book is just a lot, it seems like.
No, it seems like a lot. That's why I never thought to ever write a book. Even when people say it jokingly, write a book, bro.
Even a memoir, bro. You can write about yourself. Your life.
Nothing incriminating.
Yeah.
If I write a book about myself, I'm gonna tell lies. If I write a book about anybody else, I'm gonna start it off, well, sir, all I can tell you is that he's gay.
Gay. Like how they did, what was that football player's name? Hernandez.
Hernandez. He's gay, but he also killed,
He was homo thugging.
It was that nigga was excited to tell everybody. He was my lover. That was the first thing he said.
Right. He couldn't wait to get that off his chest.
Wait.
Ain't no way he could defend
I've been holding this in for years.
Jesus Christ, man.
That shit moves. Right. Yes. He was in court. She was down for that nigga, bro. That's crazy.
Damn, bro. That's my lover. I'd be damned. If some shit like that happened to me after I die, y'all better make sure y'all find that motherfucker and get to the bottom of it. I don't give a fuck who's at the top.
Who was at the bottom? Oh, so you doing the bending.
You don't ask me no shit like that.
That was a crazy ass question when she asked that. I was like, damn.
I think it was a very valid question.
It was valid, but it was just
he
like,
gave her AIDS.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened.
Wait, that happened, or was that the other?
That's the reason. Yeah, he gave her AIDS.
Ain't no more papers?
He gave Janet Jackson AIDS. I might have some in my purse, which is in the room.
He gave Janet Jackson AIDS.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He was fucking niggas. And came back and gave Janet Jackson AIDS. And she found out, and that's why he confronted him. Because I feel like I haven't seen this in, I haven't seen the movie in years, but like, I feel like she always knew that he was like interested
doing
in men.
Because
she like, you would see her like peep it, but like, as soon as she caught something is when she confronted him.
He could have prevented all that.
Here.
I'm gonna wrap it up.
That whole movie is crazy. That's a movie you only gotta see like once.
Yeah, exactly.
That movie is, and the play is
the
even
fact
heavier.
That it's a poem, and that shit is crazy.
It's like a whole play. The play is even longer.
It's based on a book.
Tyler Perry and Oprah took a play that was based off a book and made it into a movie. And it was called, the book is like called For Colored Girls Who Still Believe in the Light at their own, at the end of their own rainbow, or something like that.
Tragedy.
It don't sound like any light.
Suffering.
The
Tyler Perry is gonna be black women suffering for at least half, almost the entire movie.
The entire movie, until the last five, was just black suffering.
Even at that, because he'll fuck up the whole movie if he wants to.
Bro, Tyler Perry has made a living off of his lesbian struggle.
Oh boy.
His whole career has just been one lesbian struggle.
Oh
bro.
Boy.
I wanna, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they try to stay with the whole, he probably undercover homosexual. Like, nah, man, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he's probably just a struggling lesbian.
I'd like to see some diversity from him. Like, yeah. I just want to see something.
Alex Cross? Y'all forget that movie? That shit was fucked. That was a,
I don't think I've seen it.
It deserved
I've
a Golden Globe.
It did not. Alex Cross did not deserve a Golden
Tyler
Globe.
A Golden Globe?
Tyler Perry
in an action movie.
Just mustache, two pistols. Come on now.
In an action movie. He played like a renegade cop or some shit. Yes. Alex Cross. Imagine Madea running down the street chasing a bad guy. Yeah.
Hey, bro, that shit. Hey.
Excuse me.
Can you put my pizza in?
Huh?
I put your pizza in. You over there. Can you put mine in?
I'll see what I can do. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Little Sticks.
Yes.
Let's get into this interview.
Yeah.
So, just like noticing, I've noticed that, you know, your look in general, like, I won't say like right now, you kind of chilling.
Yeah.
But like your public persona, your look in general is pretty like high fashion, avant-garde type. Like, where would you say you draw inspiration fashion-wise?
Goodwill at any time. Because
yes.
I've been shopping at Goodwill since second grade.
Yes.
And I was just like, I hated it at first. And then I
used
like,
to be embarrassed.
I was very embarrassed.
I was so scared
was
someone was going to see me.
And I would try to look for like Aeropostale, and I would try to look for Hollister and like all the time when I was younger. And it was just, I would find like one here and there, but definitely Goodwill. Missy Elliott, Rico Nasty. Mm. That's just something that's just been there.
Just two of the loudest, brightest,
yeah,
like,
I like to
fashion.
Be, like, very,
yeah.
Like, even if I'm very subtle, like even my shirt is just like loud as fuck. Like the shirt is loud.
The shirt, for the record, he has on a she has on a gangster SpongeBob.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those. You know, one of those airbrushes.
She was cranking that Soulja Boy before she got here.
It was Project Pat.
It was Project Pat.
Let me recorrect. Yeah, it was.
She was bumping Project Pat.
But
like,
yeah, and like anything I just find that's just interesting. Like I had the old, like you know, like the watches that are like the Sonic watches that spin.
Yeah.
I would have that. Silly bands. tooth gems, stickers, anything really. I love it.
I love it. I love it. I definitely remember those days going to Goodwill, scared as hell. I remember I found like this yellow limited two shirt, and I thought, I was like, oh my God, this is my new favorite shirt. Like, because back in the day, thrifting wasn't.
It was not cool at all.
It wasn't cool.
It wasn't what it is today.
You like, everybody was shopping at the mall.
I didn't know thrifting was a thing until I was an adult.
I've always, it's just been a, like, my mom would take me, like, all the time, just be like, get your jeans, get three shirts, get three jeans,
My people just take care of our clothes, but, like, they wasn't, like, all into fashion, so, like, believe it or not, like, I used to get joked on for some of the stuff I wore, too, and it was, like, it was cool, so I didn't care, like, I wore what I wanted to wear anyway, and I understood shit, like, nigga, I'll ruin some shoes, and I'm not gonna have my pops buy me the $200 shoes. And they knew that about me. Like, I had shoes that nobody had, but then it was like, I wouldn't wear them because I knew me. Like, nobody was wearing Mellows, but like, fast forward to like 3 years ago, the same Mellows that went for $300, I had them when I was like in 10th grade, but I fucked them up. So it was like that, and I once saw a kid get joked on for what he was wearing and beat the kid up. So I was like, oh, shit, it don't matter what you wear if you can't fight. That's what if you can make them jokes and you can't fight, that's on you.
Shut the fuck up, right?
That shit, bro, I'll never forget that. That was an ass whooping for the ages, bro. I was like, God damn.
My mom used to get me one pair of shoes a year. And we would go one pair of shoes. I would try so hard to keep them clean, but you know, usually by December it was kind of like dingy. I remember getting made fun of because I had the same. It was like this big ass denim jacket, and I hated it. But right now, thinking back on it, I wish I had it.
It was so hard.
It was so hard. It was like big ass denim jacket with like leather patches on it, and it was like all the way around, but it was like straight leather, bruh. Dope as hell, but you know, 12-year-old Sarah wasn't appreciative, and it was the same exact jacket as one of the librarians. So I was getting joked on because I had the same jacket.
That would have been so cool to me. I just must have been lame.
I was
like, Mom, I have the same jacket as the librarian.
I was getting joked on.
Pull up on the librarian and be like, we're besties.
It wasn't cool.
You had to spy at all times. Like,
right.
Library.
I could have, but I was just so focused on, you know, what everybody else was doing and trying to look like everybody else, so.
Our parents tried to make sure, like, we had, like, the latest shit, but some of that shit, like, me and my brother Malik, we really didn't care for or even knew we was wearing. Like, we had real red monkey jeans, and we knew people wore them, but we didn't know, like, they were a big thing.
Yeah.
So, like, we were linked in, you know, niggas would just steal shit. Like, we had a nigga that would come into stolen shit, bro. Like, he was one of them niggas, but it was all packaged. Nigga, we had, like, fucking $4,000 of just red monkey for the low. Just fucking with this dude, but I didn't care to wear it because it was too flashy.
Yeah.
Nigga, what? Now, Ibizu, Red Monkey, Jabot, like, we moved up here from Georgia wearing that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jabot jeans was, like, $60, and niggas, we moved up here, and niggas was laughing at us because our jeans wasn't, like, skinny or nothing like that. You go and look up them damn pants right now, Ibizu jeans are, like, $900.
Bro, all that early 2000s shit is coming back.
That's
like,
so crazy.
All that shit.
I was getting joked on for wearing these with the Felas, nigga, I promise you, in 2005, you walk around anywhere in the South, Jabos with the Felis, the high tops. I know y'all remember them shits, bruh. That's what you saw. Yeah. We had Jabot shorts. Like, niggas thought they was John Cena, but they had the Jabot logo on it. Like, that shit was
not
fire.
John Cena.
And it was crazy. I know my clothes were so big back then that I could probably, if I were to find anything from like when I was 14, I could fit it down perfectly.
Bruh, I definitely could too. I'm not the same size, but I was just. I was very, 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 very fucking small.
I was chubby as a fuck.
High water.
I was chubby.
I was unhealthy.
Short and chubby. I was like 5'7". Chubby. But I could move, bruh. To be that size, I was quick as hell, bruh. You'd have thought I'd been like one of them, I would have grown up to be one of them short buff niggas. God had other plans. He's like, nah, I'm gonna give you some height, little one. I wasn't supposed to be as tall as I am now. But I really wish, like, I wish I could time travel and save my closet from...
Yeah, some of the clothes.
I wish,
some staple pieces.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I had so much old shit. Like, so much just, like, hand-me-down shit.
Yeah,
that my mom brought from Jamaica and was like, y'all gonna wear this because it fits. Like, I wish I had it.
I wish I had kept any of the shirts from my jerking era. Like, I didn't jerk.
Oh, my God.
Like, some of the shirts that came out. So, like, you know...
I wish I still had the bright yellow skinny jeans.
Out of nowhere, niggas was wearing.
I had some teal ass skinny jeans I got from like Pakistan.
I had bright pink, bright yellow.
I had Osiris.
Purple.
Like,
not the Osiris.
Yeah, yes. I was kicking in them hoes.
Yeah.
None of these names.
It was those thick ass shoes. Those Osirises. Yeah, they were like thick as fuck.
The tongue would be like up here. Like,
I had them thick ass bands, like the real heavy ass bands.
Yeah.
Like the big homie had them. But like niggas wasn't skating. I just like I like them because the big homie had them. But I was like, yo,
Vans used to be cheap too.
They were like, bro, I got them shits for like $25 because we lived on base, and them shoes literally lasted me so long. Like them shoes were built to last. Like the thick ass Vans.
Yeah.
They never fell apart on me. I think somebody actually just stole them. Like I didn't stop wearing them.
I had a YMCMB hoodie and someone stole it, and I was like, but I found it stolen anyway. So
yeah,
it was like on like. The bleachers.
Full circle.
And I was just like,
it's just retribution.
It's okay.
It's just retribution.
It really is.
It's a cycle. Sisterhood of the traveling hoodie.
Jesus.
So, my bad. Go ahead. No.
I was about to say, I haven't heard of Vans until I was an adult. I used to always wear Converse.
I was an Air Force One type person.
I was Vans
back
for
in the
sure.
day.
That's how
100%
that's
Air
how
Force One.
To be, like,
all the time.
Niggas let the internet fuck them up. Most people was like, I didn't fuck with Vans because I was wearing Converse. That's how it's supposed to be. Like, niggas who wear fucking Air Force Ones weren't wearing Dunks.
No.
Now everybody's wearing Dunks, but nobody wears SBs or Cortezes. Well, they're starting to wear Cortezes, which you probably don't know. I'm just saying these names. I don't know what the fuck any of that is. And then when niggas started wearing New Balances,
oh
like,
yeah.
What?
You know that's not
crazy.
A thing. That was
crazy.
Never a thing in
not.
New Jersey. Like I came down here and was like, why are so many? Like why is there a New Balance section in the Foot Locker? Like why are y'all wearing this? That was like an old man shoe. Like you got joked for wearing New Balances.
Yeah, when
up
I was
north.
Younger, yeah, I got joked down for wearing those.
That shit was crazy.
I was like, yo, what's crazy is. I think in 7th grade, when I started, like, meeting diverse people, it was just, like, you notice, like, motherfuckers were from different places. Like, as a military kid, you always knew, but, like, it wasn't until, like, teenage years where it, like, started to show. Like, growing up, you kind of just figured everybody's from the same place, and, like, you wore pretty much all the same shit when I was in Georgia. When I moved up here, it's, like, when I realized, like, there were niggas who wore Felis. And then there were niggas who got joked on for wearing Felis. There were niggas who wore New Balances. And there were niggas who got joked on for wearing New Balances. The one common thing about, like, Virginia when I moved up here, though, was do not walk out the house in no busted-ass plays or Air Force Ones. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
It's like, whether you call them Uptowns, Air Force Ones, plays, Ones, whatever, do not walk out the house in busted versions of them.
Yeah.
You will be criminally insulted, bro. But that was back when Air Force Ones were, like, $55. Y'all remember
that?
Yeah, that's all I wore.
Those Air Force Ones.
Jesus, now it's like, what, $110 for a pair?
Jesus,
bro. Man, I wouldn't say I never, because I need a pair, but.
For me, when I was growing up, it didn't matter if you wear black Air Force Ones.
It didn't matter as long as they weren't high top.
I had
a high top of the white ones.
I had high top of the white ones, yeah.
I was fresh.
That shit was lit, yeah.
The skinnies and the high tops, yeah.
That shit was lit.
That shit was hard. I'll still wear that shit.
I was Air Force 100%. Like, I had a black pair, I had like a red pair, I had a white pair, and then white high tops.
You
I just
had a red
always.
Pair?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I thought I was fresh when I had the high tops with the strap. I guess there's like extra high.
Yeah, there's a strap.
So the high tops that y'all are talking about are actually called mids. They're the highs that people wear.
Mine had a strap.
See, those are high tops.
Okay,
hold on.
So I had the high.
Nigga, I wore those to school and they went crazy on me, bro. I'm like, bro, I like them. You know what
I
mean?
Remember a point, they were low-key popular. Like, everybody had them, but I guess that was just around my way. Yeah. But, like, It's crazy. I really like them.
As a senior in high school, bro, it got to the point where I didn't even try to get dressed. I was not trying to put that shit on. I literally looked like I was on my way to get butt every day at school, bro. Like, I wore sweats, hoodie, and slides. Like, to the point where the school implemented the whole slides thing. Like, y'all need to be wearing shoes. I wore slides every day. You would hear me scooting down the hallway if I was running late. You would just hear a nigga. Just hear me sliding down the hallway.
Lift your feet up.
No. Ain't no lift your feet up, nigga. That shit was funny, bro. High school was literally one of the funniest experiences.
Risked my life too many times.
What's up? I'm back. Oh, shit. So, do you think, Andy, Lil Sticks, do you think your influences, like, do you think those influences that you named also influence the music that you make?
Yes. I want to also add in 3-6 Mafia. 3-6 Mafia, like, really, really influences my music a lot. So, yeah, I do. I'll give them that. Go ahead.
3-6 Mafia.
I like that you were actually bumping 3-6 Mafia, and you're not saying, like, you just listen to 3-6 Mafia, because I realize now, like, especially within the city, people like to say, like, oh, these are my influences, yada, 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 but, like, never, like, listen to them. Like, a motherfucker will get on a podcast and say, yeah, bro, believe it or not, one of my favorite influences is Soulja Boy. Yeah, bro, listen to him, just crank that. And I'm like, bro, Gold on Deck, Splash Out with 5013, Adolf. It's like, you can't name nobody on Ocean.
There's so much of their old shit that's crazy, and there's so many other artists that are, like, related to 3-6 Mafia. Like, that's so, it's just a lot, and you just go deep in with each, like, that's what I got, like, into was, like, each artist. I just, like, Lord Infamous, Kusa Nika, like, I just kept going and, like, deeper and deeper, and I would just be like, damn, this is crazy.
This shit is crazy. Even get down to, like, Lil White.
Yeah.
Like, Lil White, that's a
white
dude.
Yeah. Like, hey, he would go
Lil
crazy.
White was the first Paul Wall, bro. He had a song called Oxycontin, and I swear that's probably what got everybody doing them hoes.
It's just so much.
Hey, I don't know who that is.
It was appalling to me to find out people knew didn't know who Gangsta Boo was. But,
like, That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
Listen to Glorilla. It's like, bro.
Yeah. That's crazy to me.
She has heavy influence, bro.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Like, I was thinking about that shit today. I was like, that's so crazy because, like, I was just listening to her. That's fucking crazy.
But then that also indicates, like, you know who's actually listening to some of these artists. Because, like, there's no way you could know an entire Project Pat album and not know Gangsta Boo.
Exactly.
Every female feature on that bitch is probably her.
Mm.
But that shit, that shit's funny. But that's fucking cool. I want to ask, do you have, like, any, like, local people that inspire you?
Locally, just, I think Duct Tape G is really, because it's not even with just rap, just, like, everything. We're kind of into the same things. We started being friends by just sending each other, like, our writings. Mm-hmm. So it's just versatile. He's very versatile, and that's mainly... And, yeah, I think that's really it, for real, because he's just so cool to me. And every time we link, it's just something new.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's fire.
I like people like that.
I like when people are able to admit, like, the people around them inspire them. Because
that shit's
corny as hell when people won't, like, you'll see something somebody else that you know is doing, and then you'll ask somebody, like, yo, where you get the inspiration for that? And they won't even
say
like,
anything.
It's like... Bro, I know for a fact that you watch this music video. Now that's why you do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I didn't start the ski mask wearing craze, but as far as the bright colored ones, like the pink, that was me. Like, I don't care what no one says in this city. No one was performing with bright ski masks until I started performing with the pink ski mask. So then you see
people picking up on shit.
You see people wearing them through the city, and they're like, "Yeah, we got our own ski mask, so we're doing this." And it's like. Bruh, I met you at the show in which I started wearing the pink ski mask. I was like,
I feel that way about some things that I do, but I don't want to be, like, big-headed. But I've definitely been wearing stickers on my face and rhinestones for a very, very long time. I would say even since middle school. Every day in middle school, I would put a temporary tattoo on my face, and people would be like, what the fuck? I would just be like, yeah, it's just, I'm bored.
You trying to birth the nation like Nelly did with the Band-Aids. I didn't know how big of an impact that had. Cause like it was.
I even took a picture with a Band-Aid on my face.
It was a repressed memory.
I think we all have.
Yeah.
We've all taken a picture with a little Band-Aid on our face. It's somewhere on MySpace.
Jesus. Can you get into your MySpace?
I can't. I've tried. I can't get in.
It's like a music page now.
Yeah, MySpace not MySpace for real no more. Like, it's not going to look like how our page
looks.
You can
still, like, go to the site, though?
Yeah.
It's still, MySpace.com still exists. Yeah, MySpace.com still exists. It's just not what it was. Like, if you go on it, you're not going to see the page, like, how you set it up. Mm-hmm. Like, there's none of that.
I still have a Tumblr. I don't get on it, but I do still have one.
I deleted my Tumblr once they took the porn off.
It was very sad when they did that.
Like,
why?
For what? Who was that for?
That shit was fucked up.
What, Tumblr? Why shut it down?
I had,
yeah,
like,
took the porn off of it.
A big ass following. I had, like, a whole,
really?
Like, lesbian
page. I wanted to be
page.
Tumblr.
Like, big. People were sending me questions and submissions and shit.
Wow.
And then
that's
that
so
shit
fun.
Just went away. I had a whole page. That shit just went away. And it wasn't even me. It was just, like, shit that I would repost.
Yeah.
Or, like, clips that I would find. And people would just started sending me shit, and it grew and grew and grew. And that shit just disappeared.
I was late to the Tumblr party. Like,
I was late, too, but, like, it got it got hyped back up, like, a few years ago. Not recent, anytime recent.
Mm.
But it was hyped up.
Yeah.
It was, like, right before they deleted the porn.
That's
it was
exactly
yeah.
I found it, like, a month ago.
Oh, really?
Like, I found out what Backpage was the day Backpage went down. So I was like, bro, why am I missing on good shit? Like, god
damn.
I was like, damn, I couldn't even, bro. I was so overwhelmed with Tumblr. Like, I was kind of okay with it being shut down. Cause like, god damn, I've been missing out for years. Just not even understanding, like, how that shit worked. And I knew I didn't understand how it worked because I'm reading some of them comments. And I'm like, okay, these people clearly don't understand that other people can see this shit.
No, that's the point. That's the point.
So I was like, I'm just keep on scrolling. I was like, where's the comment section? Like,
it's right there. The comment section, the messages, they're all right there. And then, I was on Tumblr since I was like 13. You know, that cringy era with the swag and Zendaya swag.
Was you calling it swag or swig?
With the,
I was using swig and swag. I was using swig as like just a, I don't even know, but swag was just swag.
That was a crazy time.
There were so many different words.
I was one of the kids that made
dope
so difficult. So
supreme.
Swag would have been $ M at symbol.
Right. at the end of your messages too.
All my phones had a signature.
Yep.
Yes.
I was one of the last people to let signatures go. Like, he was like, bruh.
Nah,
I'm so cool. I was late on that.
Squiggly line, asterisk,
phone.
Boss bitch. Squiggly
yep.
line, asterisk. Like,
I got jokes on for that too. Like, I was the junior high school and people, I moved to Matoga and people started getting my number. People were like, bro, why you got a signature?
What you mean?
It's like, is that not what we do around here, bro? Like, goddamn.
I have the option to do so. Why wouldn't I?
Like, but my phone can say sent from iPhone now. Like,
right.
Why can't it say?
You can change it. You can change the signature. You can put a signature on there. You can change that.
Wait, on the iPhone?
Yes, you can change it.
It's like a text up here and like one.
It'll be like sent from, you know where it says sent from iPhone? You can change that. Like on my email, mine says respectfully, Sarah Flowers. So, and that's just how all of my emails are sent.
Cute.
But you can change that.
That's fire. Damn. I gotta figure it out now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that way you don't know that I sent it from my iPhone. You could think I'm at a computer. Either way, respectfully submitted. Either way, it's professional. But, okay. So would you say that it's important to you to make music that you would want to hear? Like, is it important to you as an artist? Because I know a lot of times I hear, you know, or, like, they be, like, certain people follow trends, and that's why, you know, they're popular. Is it important to you to make music that you would want to hear personally? It's rather than making, like, you know, following the trend, like, oh, the trend is dance hall now, so I'm gonna make a dance hall shit. Oh, the trend is rage beat, so I'm gonna make a rage shit. Or, oh, the trend is techno, so I'm gonna make some techno shit, you know.
I'm gonna always do what the beat tell me to.
Right.
That's what I'm gonna always do. I haven't done any drill yet, and I know that's been, like, big within the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done any dance hall. I haven't done anything, like, that I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
I would do it, like, a little twerk song, something like that, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just make what I, like.
Something that you would want to listen to.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't by you, you would still want to listen to it.
Yeah, and it's, like, it makes me feel better just doing what I, not what I know, but, like, what I feel through whatever I'm making at the time. And I'm never gonna, like, follow a trend, I feel like. I don't think I have.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my music has been very, like, me. Like, yeah. Of course I have the influences, but, like, it's been very, like, if you hear a Lil Stick song, you'll be like, oh, that's Lil
Stick. That's Lil Stick, yeah.
Like, there's one song you could probably pick up an influence on. There's a couple songs you could probably pick up an influence on, but it's just, like, that's you can tell that's me.
When you, have those songs that you like to make it apparent, like that's where the influence came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, actually, I even believe, like, people always tell me that from 5150, the song where I'm like yelling and shit, they always tell me I sound like Rico Nasty. I'm like, you know, I was thinking of her when I made that, so I'm never gonna like, deny it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that, I like that. Like, when I did the Detroit sound, like, every song except for George Michael, you can tell, like, I had been listening to Detroit Michael.
Yeah.
That's the homage I wanted to pay. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't just gonna, oh, let me sound like this nigga, throw my own pizzazz on it.
Exactly.
Like, you could tell, like, this song was YNJ, or this song was Baby Tron, or this song was this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Exactly.
That just, I guess that comes from being a humble artist. Mm-hmm. With that being said, do you feel like it's disrespectful to be lumped in as just a female artist, or do you want to be categorized as just an artist, if that question makes sense to you?
Right.
I just want to be an artist for real. Like, I get that there's also women that make music, which is very true and apparent, but I just make music, you know? Like, I just happen to be a female. People don't say male artists
like that. Yeah.
So it's just like,
it'll be like,
but if it's like
hottest new male artist,
right? Like, it's just the artist, so yeah.
I feel that, and that kind of ties in with my next question. Boop boop. So, you know, society kind of puts a lot of pressure on women to appear feminine or to, like, you know, present a certain way to, you know, kind of make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know. Do you think there's, like, societal pressure to be more feminine, and how do you process that, you know, and how does your idea of femininity influence your art?
I feel like there is pressure to be very, very feminine, because if you're not, then you automatically just get called a boy. And I'm not even playing. Like, I just saw some tweets about, like, Coi Leray. And, like,
yeah.
I'm sure y'all saw it too, but, like, how, like, just because she's skinny, or, like, just because she just started, I guess, dressing more feminine, because when she just came out,
she was more
tomboyish, and then now she's more feminine, and more people are like, oh, I could fuck with her. I could, you know, I could listen to her shit, and I could like her picture. But I've always been, like, very tomboyish, so I'm just, it fluctuates, the androgyny fluctuates for me.
That's the word I was thinking of. Yeah. Androgynous.
And, like, I get called a boy a lot.
I personally like boy pants. Coi Leray. But maybe that's just me and my internalized gay thoughts. Like, maybe I just like boyish girls, because
I like doing that shit, and I also like being, like, when I have a show, and I'm actually the only girl on the bill, I think that's actually fucking crazy, and I actually like doing that, and I like having all the attention,
But I'm gonna still pop up the way I want to. Like, that doesn't mean I have to, you know, wear heels or do whatever. It doesn't even mean I have to be tomboyish either. I could just do whatever.
Right, whatever you're feeling at the moment.
Yeah, people will notice that, so.
I feel that, like, because I've definitely seen, like, some crazy shit, you know, and I definitely noticed that with Coi Leray, like, you know, the more skin she shows, the more feminine she presents, the more people are, like, and then I feel like the same type of thing happened to Ari Lennox.
Yeah.
Like, when she first came out, she was kind of, you know, she was still, you know, girly or whatever, but she was more, like, chill, like, and she lost some weight and started presenting more glamorous and became more famous. So I feel like that happens a lot. Did y'all see that clip on, it was like Rick Ross had this reality show, and it was these two girls that did the same song. Like, they were supposed to remix a Rick Ross song.
Really?
The two girls both did Aston Martin music, and it was very clear whose song was better.
Okay.
There was like, you know, an Afrocentric type girl with the afro, blah, 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 blah. And then there was, like, a conventionally attractive, light-skinned BBL type.
And she won. Okay. Yeah, I do see that a lot in the industry, too, with whoever shows more, does more with their body or whatever. Which is, like, okay, do you? I don't care. But, like, whoever does it, the media is just like, yeah, they're up top now. Like,
yeah.
We don't even see. Because, like, I do feel like sometimes people don't see me because I don't show skin as much, but like years ago, because I'm a little bit older, years ago I used to show skin like way too much, so like I retracted from it.
Right, and then years ago it wasn't celebrated.
Yeah,
so, like,
it really wasn't, and it was just like, oh, your titties are on a SoundCloud rapper's cover, and it was just like crazy, it was very controversial, and I was just like, damn, like maybe it is my titties, nigga.
Like, now it's like, oh, everybody got OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
But I feel like that itself is, like, why the whole argument of why women or female artists aren't allowed to be mediocre, because that'd be the crutch for those niggas that feel like you should.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she's just shaking ass. Her music's terrible. I mean, you wasn't going to click on that video if she wasn't shaking that ass.
Right.
Know, like, I had been trying to, like, with the Freaky T song, I had been telling them, like, listen to it, and then literally 2 weeks later, it, like, blew up to a million,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just be finding artists like that, but it's like, niggas wouldn't know to go listen to Tia Corrine, because that's not
exactly.
The only song
right.
Like that she has. She
yeah.
does a wide variety of shit, and Freaky T was, like, maybe the 15th song of hers that I listened to. I'm like, this is fucking fire. And I had just been listening to her, like, I like niggas like Tizo Touchdown and shit like that. So when I
yeah.
find a woman that is in that range, I'm like, alright, let me give her a chance and shit like that. So it's like,
but it's all about clicks, and because you're not twerking ass,
yeah.
you're not getting no clicks.
Yeah, because I have definitely, and I'm not saying this as like, do I want a cookie, because I definitely don't, but I haven't really twerked in my fucking shit, and I haven't like shown my shit, and I just be like, damn. Are people even looking at me sometimes?
Nah.
I feel it.
I've made that a thing to make.
Because I don't have ass to show, and I already know that. And it's just like, okay, I know people don't see what I see, you know, when I get home. Because I got a little something. But like, I obviously don't have a fat fucking ass. So it's just like,
I'm caked up.
You caked up.
Caked up.
My nigga's also caked up too.
I know niggas not gonna wanna see me throwing this ass in the video, and I also can't throw ass, but like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, what especially artists like you on this level should do is like some controversial shit. Like, niggas be so pressed about a girl twerking in the video. Have a bunch of niggas with fat asses throwing that ass in the video, you know what I'm saying?
Lil Nas tried it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
the clickbait on that, because it was him throwing ass, you know what I'm saying?
It was all of them throwing ass.
Yeah, but it was also him.
Yeah, know? It was also
so
him.
Like, niggas like gonna click on that.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you can't be mad at a nigga for throwing ass for 3 minutes and 30 seconds if you sat there through the entire 3 minutes and 30
mm-hmm.
seconds.
You gotta show spectacle.
You know
that's what
saying?
The people want. They want a spectacle.
I know the whole time you was mad, you was, damn, this song fire.
Damn.
too much nigga ass. Like, what?
You know, Boosie watched that whole video.
Infuriated.
Boosie sat there and just.
You can't deny the music.
Fuck.
You can't deny the music. But I like to believe like that's why male artists feel like women have it easier,
technically.
Or they're allowed to be mediocre because they can shake their ass. It's like, nah, it's not that. It's like you don't feel comfortable being yourself, and you don't want to take the criticism of the world. It's like people who support you. The people that support you are gonna feel way better than the naysayers, especially if you know your shit's good, you know your shit's different. You know what I'm saying? As you may have come to realize, like, I've been following you for a long time, and you've made leaps and bounds and progresses, and you've not faltered, like, once, you know what I'm saying? Like, and there are other women artists that came up around the same time as you, doing some of the same songs as you, that just stopped, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, fucking, the key is, like, not caring what them motherfuckers say, and not conform into like the norm.
I feel like the people that's meant, the people gonna find you, like the people that's meant for you gonna find you. And you know, it's always gonna be niggas clicking on videos of ass, and it's always gonna be, you know,
cause I'll tell you whatever, now, whatever. When Meg was just the stallion doing raps in Houston and shit, she definitely raps a little different than she did.
Yeah,
she does.
It was not much different. She just was she dressed
like her flow was the same. Her flow was the same, but like
really much different. I would say she raps a little, not worse. It's just like a little too on spot on for her. It's like, oh, this is for sure gonna be a Meg Thee Stallion song. But as opposed to back then, you're like, oh, this shorty can rap.
It's very vagina centric. Like her music now is just real, you know.
So it's like, that's why niggas be upset. It's just like, y'all also don't be going back and licking on some of these women's discography. And then
that's true.
You can't, and then it's
how,
like,
they got to where they are.
Yeah, it's like, bro, like, if you go back, like Cupcake, you might think Cupcake has 12 songs about sucking
that
meat.
Shit crazy. Cupcake got hella music.
Cupcake got bars, nigga. And it's so funny.
Sukiyana.
It's so funny to know, like, niggas like me know, like, Cupcake was fire. Rico Nasty was fire.
Even Cardi B, back when she was still in fucking.
Cardi B? Yes. Like, right now, there's not a female artist out that in that realm of music that touched Cardi B. But there are also
not mixtape
who can say they don't like Cardi B, but don't know who Tierra Whack is. Like, oh, women don't rap no more.
Right.
Like, all right, but you've never listened to Tierra Whack or the shorty from Project Power or the girl who don't show her face. I can't remember her name right now. But it's that one, I guess she's dark skinned. She always does her interviews in the ski mask or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I don't know her name.
Isn't that like someone else?
So, and I think that's the point of her.
Lekayle. Lekayle 47. Yes, thing. I fucking love her.
That's her fucking thing. Like, and then y'all niggas would be mad when there's a shorty who's fire. Like that one shorty that don't play with me. Like, her music's fire.
Lola Brooke is so good.
Niggas are so mad at her and Wu Da Savage because they rapping about guns and, oh, what I would do if I seen the shorty. Like, why is that your immediate go-to, like, a shorty rapping about a gun? If I see this shorty, you gun out. Nigga, you should be hyped that somebody is either A, willing to carry a gun like a nigga, or B, lying about what they do in the streets like niggas. So it's like, it's weird. It's like, I feel like everyone's having fun musically right now. Right now, we're at the best of times in music, and women play a bigger role in it than niggas are willing to niggas are willing to give credit. Because, like, some of the shit that the better songs that stay on the radio have been women, just because of, like, their catchiness. Like,
and sometimes music can just be fun. Like, I feel, I love the music that has, like, you know, you saying something and I feel it. But sometimes it can just be some dance shit.
Yeah, like that Shibuya song. I hate it. To my core.
It's just some dance shit. I love
so
it.
It's so catchy, and I know
that. It is catchy.
I know that's something, like, my little sisters would have done when we were younger. Like, that was some shit that I would
shit is catchy.
Little sisters do. So it's like, that just gives you a little drop of nostalgia, but, like, niggas would be mad because you see a bunch of quote-unquote ratchets in a music video. It's like, bruh, that looks fun. Like,
they're having a good time, and it makes me want to have a good time.
Mom's house is in the suburb. Like, that looks like a great time. Like, send me back to the hood for a day, please. Like, what are you talking about? Like, y'all, I don't know. Like, but also, I will say, in a sense, it's kind of more okay for females to be mediocre, because, like, if she's a very likable woman, women will push her. Mm-hmm. I will give that. I will give you that. With niggas, it's weird. Like, all niggas need is one other nigga that hate a nigga with you. And then you just start a group of niggas that just hate for no reason.
Hate.
Social media has given people that type of platform to just be haters. Just, they wake up hating. So it's like, it's way easier to hate on, for male to male, it's way easier to hate. But it appears that it's easier for men to hate on women. But really, if a man attacks a woman on, like, social media and the woman is in the right, I've seen women, like, shut some shit down.
Yeah, fast.
Niggas do not do that. Niggas be so conflicted when when they views are questioned on my stuff. I will say, like I said, like, that Shibuya song, you might not like it, but you gotta.
It gets me hype every time.
And it's gonna be on the radio a long time. In a year's time, will you know who those artists are? No, but if they were to play it on a Friday night at 10 p.m., you're gonna be.
Hey, I go by Swap. Yeah, I love Swap.
Like, those songs are doing the job that they're supposed to do, bro. Like, literally. Like, there are male artists who aren't touching some of this shit female artists are doing. Nigga, what? City Girls is going, like, ACT UP's going to be on the radio forever.
Forever.
In the South, it's going to be on the radio.
ACT UP, forever. It's going to be a part of HBCU tailgates forever.
Like, and they're a nigga today.
Ayo, I thought it was, I'm sorry, I thought it was Bugs on the TV. I was about to freak out. It was the show.
TV.
But, Ayo, I'm sorry. I'm about to stop everything.
He's gonna flip the TV over?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Just, die! You gotta kill the whole TV.
If you weren't doing music, what would you be doing?
If I wanna go back to, like...
Back to the beginning.
To, like, kindergarten. First grade, like, I would probably be an archaeologist. Even though that's, you know, problematic nowadays, because why are you digging that up? Why are you touching that?
Yeah.
But I always wanted to...
It'd be little sticks and rocks.
Egyptologist, ooh. Archaeologist, oceanographer type of shit. Like, I love shit that's, like, endless, like the ocean.
I don't have me personally, I don't have a problem with digging it up as far as, like, research.
But why are you...
But you don't have to take it.
And put it in the museum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
research is research, but...
Let's dig up King Henry. Since that's the thing. If we dig up our...
Research.
And then I hate when they be like, well, this Egyptian digging them up. Look at the color of these Egyptians. Those are true Egyptians. Dig up King Henry, the fucking 4th, 5th, and 6th. Let's see what they hide. Let's go find
dig up. Dig up Marie Antoinette. I have some questions.
Like the cathedral.
Ain't that bitch beheaded too? Like,
yeah.
Damn.
Let's see what's under the cathedral. What the fuck is he talking about, bro? Like... Keep digging up. We found another pharaoh. All right, but y'all know
motherfuckers.
Dig up all the popes.
Yeah, dig the queen back.
They hide shit in their shit.
Like, what?
Generational secrets.
Mm-hmm. I want to see what's buried in their grounds.
Like, think about it. These people are wrapped up in a tomb, in a room, in a building that's fully trapped to keep you out. Why are y'all going to figure out what's down there? Like, no, You couldn't pay me enough to even convince me that, like, yeah, we're gonna go in this hole that's in a hole to dig up a nigga that didn't want to be dug up.
Especially and, that shit that's like you shouldn't touch, like, cause I definitely believe in, like, prophecies and, like, shit being held over you and karma and shit. So, like, I personally wouldn't dig up shit that's, like, not meant to be touched, but I would study Egyptology.
Yeah, like, you can study it.
You know.
I feel like, isn't archaeology like dinosaur bones, kind of?
It can be a lot of
anything, just whatever you find
it. Human bones, like Egyptian
that's,
shit.
That's the part, that's what I don't mind. I don't mind, just put it back. Like, we got enough T-Rex in the museums and shit.
Right.
Just put it back. But all that Egyptian, I believe there's hella spells and you know, charms and shit all around that shit. You're not supposed to touch that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all enchanted. Yeah.
Like, they avoid drilling into the ice and digging into the ice to figure out, like, what lived on ice. But y'all aren't scared to dig in the sand and shit like that.
Because it's not their people.
Like, what? But it's all... It's
They're allowed to make up their own history.
They get more money with the other shit.
Right.
But that. If I wasn't so scared of the idea, I'd be like, let's figure out how we can, like, search what's in the ocean. Because, you know,
that's what I feel like, because why do we know more about space, apparently? Why do we know more about space than what we know about the ocean?
You know they said.
Because they know what's out there. It's scary.
You know they said NASA started off discovering.
Trying to go in the ocean.
Yeah, I heard it.
They were like, nah.
They saw something, and they were like, you know what?
I think they definitely saw something crazy.
There's a theory that space and the ocean are the same thing.
Are the same thing. I just told my mom that the other day, and she was like, that's interesting.
If you go deep enough.
It looks the same.
There's a theory that. Like, you know, shit like Pacific Rim, there's some truth to that. There's a theory that,
Pacific Rim.
There's a theory that the world is actually up to 4 times bigger than we believe it is, like, the world itself, because of, like, all the evidence of, like, giants and monoliths and shit like that. There's evidence that things way bigger used to live here. Like, there's a giant plateau.
Sloths used to be big as fuck.
There's, like, the world's biggest plateau is actually what they believe to be the world tree, because, like, when you look at the top of it, it's not, like, rocks. It has, like, rings like the ages of a tree, but they're really, really small because the shit was so old.
Uh-huh.
It's so fucking cool, like, how deep, and, like, people be like, oh, that's not true, or whatever have you, but it's like, the evidence is there. If you look at everything, like, with an open mind, it's like, some of this shit makes sense. And my theory is, like, so there are sharks, right? And then there are things like giant squids that attack those sharks when they come up, like, they're not supposed to. But then, as of, like, in the last 10 years, they've been finding, like, mangled giant squids. So I'm like, yo, there's something that attacked giant squids. And then there are certain, like, squids. There's, like, a squid that's called, like, a phantom squid or some shit like that. But it looks like it has, like, a humanoid-looking head, and its arms just drip down, and it resembles, like, something from outer space. And my thing is, what if the ocean is just where aliens drop, like, they pets and shit? Like the Loch Ness Monster and all that. And as the sea level drops, they're saying, like, the animals that don't need light and shit, they're starting to come up. That's why we're starting to find less pigmented shit coming out the ocean, because, you know, shit at the bottom of the ocean don't need pigment to survive sunlight. So they're coming up and confused and shit. So eventually, you know what I'm saying, the kaijus and all that shit gonna be waking up, and we're gonna have a real live, like, Godzilla.
They're gonna start seeing sirens swimming around. They can already hear him. I follow that dude on TikTok.
Yeah.
He be outside at night, and they be like, ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Mermaids are real.
I think mermaids are real.
Atlantis is underwater. Yeah. They think a megalodon is somewhere out there. I saw a video. It's like there might be a... They believe that's what's attacking giant squids. Like a fucking... The big-ass sharks you never heard about.
Oh, shit.
Megalodon, they're like, what? Fucking 80
foot. I'm sure I have, but they're just big ass sharks. They're like the biggest shark that could be a shark.
The biggest shark that's ever lived. They believe one of those is alive. I know recently they seen the world's biggest alligator popped up in Florida somewhere at like 60 feet or some shit like that. And with reptiles.
Of course it's Florida.
Right.
Reptiles live forever. It's like, as long as a reptile's habitat isn't disturbed and it doesn't get sick and it's like thriving, them things don't stop growing. So just imagine how long a 60-foot alligator has just been here.
I don't ever want to go to Australia.
I've been to Australia.
Go back.
What are the bugs like?
Well, I don't support zoos, but it was part of, like, a school trip, so we went to, like, a zoo.
Right.
There was the biggest, I guess, alligator there, but I guess not, because they just found that one. There was tarantulas. I saw a Tasmanian devil. The cutest fucking thing you could ever see, but, like, you know, they're devils.
They're wild.
They're wild as fuck. Like, I don't even...
The koalas, they say. You're not
the koalas. Fuck. Yeah, I actually held a koala. I do not have chlamydia, so,
Jesus.
You know. But you can catch that from them.
No, they say them motherfuckers, if they, like, don't like you, they'll, like, rip your face off.
They'll scratch your shit up. They'll scratch your shit up. But,
That's scary.
Cool. I went to Australia and New Zealand.
Damn, nature, you scared.
Yeah. Bees and hornets. Insects.
There's crazy. There's like fucking in the outback or whatever it's called.
Good.
Shit is crazy.
Nigga, there's a spider there that I'm not fucking with.
I don't fuck with spiders, so.
Yeah.
It's called like a spider, called like a wolf something.
Yeah.
Like
a wolf spider.
Big as the damn wall.
No.
Yeah, I'm not ever going to Australia. You went just because you have a death wish. I respect it. remember finding out.
Do you hear her?
I remember finding out everything scarier than the tarantula. Brown recluses, black widows, all that shit. I was like, no, I never fucking with a spider.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I don't do bugs. I don't kill bugs and nothing. Most of my bug kills are vacuum cleaner kills.
Yeah, he just sucks them up in a vacuum.
Easy.
I know nothing else.
That's funny. It's
but
funny.
I do have a fear that that vacuum will come out. The bug will come out the vacuum and assassinate me in my sleep. Time to get off. This is over. Bite, 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 bite.
Oh, no. Crawls back up the tube. I always think it's weird, but I always think like a spider is like watching me somewhere while I'm fucking. Like just on the wall, just watching me. Like please.
You know, spider the gate waving their hair in the air.
Yes. Oh my god. Shit.
Now you look up in the corner, it's just one rubbing his hands.
No. Spicy.
I'm fucking.
Oh my god. This episode is brought to you by 7-Eleven hot dogs, presented to you by a secret bonus level.
Yes.
With secret bonus level, I want to like just do random shit, like random little skits, shorts. Just like, it's like a dude, I can't remember his name, but Sarah knows him. He used to run up around, he used to like be walking around New York and run up on people, give him like an interview and then walk off. Sarah, who was that guy?
Go potty. You gotta go potty, So go potty.
Right now, we're currently going through potty time.
That is not what
you got something to say? You got something to say?
Facts.
No.
Give a shout out. Let them know what's up. You got a potty?
No.
She told me she had to go potty. She said it 3 times.
Go potty.
No, I don't want to.
Well, I don't want not. To.
I want to.
You gotta go potty.
All right, Sage. If you're not going to potty, you're going to bed. If you're not going potty, you're going to bed.
You come out for a little while.
Say
night night.
No. Night night. I've been in there 3 times. Like, you gotta go in there.
It's not delivery. That's my fucking DiGiorno.
DiGiorno.
Oh my god.
It's not ASMR.
It's this. I feel like you had another question for John.
Oh yeah, I did. But I feel like, you know, the conversation just kind of carried, you know. I feel like the conversation carried itself well. I won't try to force it. It's a podcast, so. I guess my last question is just, you know, as far as like your stage presence, you seem very confident. Was there ever a time, like very present, was there ever a time where you doubted yourself or what you were doing? And then how did you handle that?
Like all the time, actually. The stage presence is a stage presence for a reason sometimes, mm-hmm. because you can easily, well for me, I can just click over and be like, all right, I'm Lil Sticks. Like for right now, like, I have to be this, like, I don't have to be this person, but, like, for the stage, I'm just like, oh, my God, yeah, let's get it. I'm fucking rapping, nigga. Like, let's do it. And then, like, I switch back to Anandi, which is low-key, like, very introverted and very, like, to herself. Very sometimes turtle shell-like.
Mm-hmm.
But very still try to be more than that at this point. I'm working on that. And I have a lot of fun, actually, on stage. It's, like, really interesting to me that I can be a different character. Because I have, like, 5 different names that I go by. So yes. It's just, like, not to sound, like, schizophrenic. And even if I do, I guess shit, sometimes you know, aliases. Family. But I do got like 5 different people in my head, so. But to work on that, I just affirmation the fuck out of it. Mm. I've been doing it more recently where I just be like looking in the mirror, I just be like, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're creative, you're amazing, you're intelligent. Shut the fuck up. Go to work.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and then I try to take pictures more of myself.
Yeah.
Even though it might seem weird, but like I try to like fall more in love with myself every day.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the name Little Sticks come from? I feel like we should ask that first. Actually, let's start the whole podcast over. All
right.
Delete it. Delete all of this. All
right.
We need no record.
Well, the name Little Sticks comes from chain smoking cigs with someone I am not friends with anymore and someone I do not like. They were like, your name should be Lil Sticks. And I was like, what? He was like, you should start rapping. And I was like, no. Because I didn't rap because of him. I'm not going to say that because I dropped one song at that time and it was years ago. But he was like, spell it STYX. And I was like, no, even though that's cool because it's like Greek mythology and shit, like River of Sticks or whatever. But I just changed it to Sticks. Damn, y'all, I dropped a little roach on myself.
Oh no, I got you.
Oh shit.
It's okay, nothing happened. Nobody knows.
Put the 3 X's on it. Grew up in the sticks, like country, like type shit. Woods, right. Wooded area. Very like outside nature kid. Did a lot of Zans.
Nice.
And, you know, people call us Zans too. And that's life. So.
That's life.
Don't do Zans.
Ain't no wrong.
Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
I haven't done them bitches in a minute, but them shits make me feel free.
Here you go.
Sorry, let me be careful.
I like that. Is there anybody that you want to give a shout out to? If Jesus ain't your first shout out.
Actually, shout out to my big homie, Jesus Christ.
I am a Baptist, but I'm not practicing, so I'm not going to be fake right now. But I am doing a skit at church. It's like a Josephine Baker skit for like Black History Month. So shout out my church, Jerusalem Baptist Church.
Shout out.
Shout out Sap Evans. Shout out Duct Tape Jesus. Shout out Phony Wallace. Shout out y'all, of course.
Burr, burr, burr.
Shout out life, the universe. Shout out Michaela. Shout out Red and Michaela. You know, both I know 2 Michaelas, so shout out both of them. Shout out my mom. Shout out Tatu Sway, my brother. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yay. That was amazing.
Shout out Santa Claus for the long con that he's been running on the world. That nigga got to believe in that white man.
Oh, man.
She didn't need down the chimney.
I just don't think he was white.
It's almost Black History Month.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
No, Santa Claus was a show white. Because what nigga in his right mind is chimneying down
a fucking chimney?
Your chimney. And leave
it's dangerous.
My chimney, I never had a fireplace as a kid.
In exchange for milk and cookies. Sure. 9 times out of 10, people.
I never had a coal fireplace or like a wooden fireplace. It had one that was like electric. So we didn't have a chimney. There was no chimney.
And all night.
I feel like
milk and cookies.
Dave Chappelle has done this. For
and he ain't boo boo in your
I
mouth.
Don't know if he has though.
Chimneys are, they did away with chimneys. They're actually very dangerous and bad for the house.
Well, they cause, like, something in the air.
Carbon monoxide, yeah. Chimneys aren't good. So to the fact that anybody would be shimmying down it, they wouldn't be alive for more than, like, a year after that.
Damn.
Jesus.
Just from, like, bronchitis or whatever type of chest disease that they develop, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun. It was a fun little talk about chimneys and Santa.
Now, time to get into the nitty gritty, the real podcast.
I thought the podcast was winding down.
Aliens! Let's talk about the fucking aliens! No, I'm picking with you.
Aliens! Aliens!
Yeah, they're here. They're real. Think about it.
Yeah, I believe.
There's no way that the universe. There's no way that the universe is as big as it is with as many different universes.
There's all the planets that, you know.
Just our galaxy. There's like billions of other galaxies. There's no way that there are billions and billions of other galaxies with hundreds of other planets, and there's no intelligent life.
Nothing at all.
No.
If we get attacked. And I were to get, like, you know what I'm saying, abducted.
I don't even think they're interested in us. I feel like we're so low level.
They're like past us.
Yeah.
In the event
they don't even stop on this bitch for vacation.
They'll be really confused with me because I wouldn't even be terrified. I'd be like, let me see your private areas. That'd be my first concern.
How do y'all reproduce?
No, that'd be my first concern. Let me see your private areas. I'm trying to see that alien meat. Let me see what the competition in the world is, in the universe.
In the whole universe. Like, they have that beauty competition, Miss Universe. I ain't seen an alien once. How is it Miss Universe and ain't no aliens?
That's right. No one
ain't no Martians.
Not once. Like, you know, I'm... that's a pretty name.
France!
Right, that shit was hilarious.
France!
What the fuck? Okay. She's the winner.
I'm Glorpy. That would be her name.
Glorpy?
Glorpy.
That'd be the easiest to pronounce.
Yes.
That's a beautiful name.
It's a nickname.
I'm from the Degus Nebula. Okay.
Yes.
So not of this universe, bad.
What would the talent be?
I don't know.
Willing to find out. I'd watch.
That's right.
I can tie a cherry tree with my tongue.
What?
You can put a tree in my pussy.
What? That would be inappropriate.
Bring me that alien. Bring me that shredder.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She probably just take a rock, put it inside of her, turn it into gold.
Right.
Like,
oh, that would be insane.
That would be fire. I'd be like,
thank you.
Bring me that golden burger. Damn, I would definitely try to get some alien pussy.
I would definitely fucking
space pussy.
For sure. Like, I wouldn't even like be like, what I'm gonna catch. I don't even care. I would just do it just to be like, yep.
Hopefully, give me superpowers.
Yeah.
Or an incurable disease.
Either way,
it was worth it. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't want to have like a half alien baby. You think I could do that? Like cross species?
Yeah. Bro, this alien coochie vibrated the whole time.
Like, yeah, bro. You have no idea.
Did you pull out? I couldn't.
Like, his dick grew a hand inside of me and started tickling me from the inside.
So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I think my genuine thought is like when aliens abduct white people, they fuck with them and niggas, they be like, all right, whatever. activate their power or something, or just don't bring us back.
They think that we're like the superior race
to
them.
Take us home. Like, this is where you're supposed to be. Oh, bet. Cause here we are. We're thinking like, damn, we were willingly fucking alien. But then these motherfuckers always say how they get probed. So it's just like.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. So the aliens y'all getting just out here tearing y'all up, sending y'all back. It's crazy. This is like, if it's consensual, you should be at least be able to, like, you know what I'm saying, do it back to them.
Yikes.
I hope. I hope it's in the universe.
I hope they can hear us.
Get some tuck in the next night.
They're hovering over the house.
Listening devices, just what they say.
Yo.
Oh shit, they're on the walls.
I hope that the aliens that think nudity is uncomfortable. Oh, yes. Yeah, that shit would be hilarious. You niggas need to write a skit. These niggas are way too funny. We're watching Freckle Ragnarok. Guys, you guys are tuning in. So yeah, go ahead, plug your socials. Let all these people know where to find you.
Instagram is WildAndy. Andy is spelled A-N-D-I-E. Other Instagram, which is the backup, is Give Me Space Like a Gap Tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. Twitter is Lil Gap Shoddy. And that's really all I use for real. So, yeah.
And I guess that's going to be a wrap. Oh, yeah. Find me on Feet Finders, motherfucker.
Jesus.
We're going to be coming harder and harder this year with the, what's this shit called? Podcast.
The podcast and the interviews.
This is the first episode of whatever's going on. So, first podcast of the year. It's going to be great to be back with you guys. If you're listening, if you're not, oh well. You know what I'm saying? You're missing out. You're missing out if you're not listening to this because we're talking about some hard-hitting stuff. Some realistic, hard-hitting factual stuff, you know.
The stuff you want to hear.
The stuff of the gods.
Mm.
You guys.
We have the key. We have the answer. It's here.
We have the keys and the back doors, and we'll talk about that more on the next episode.
All right.
I made some Kool-Aid, bro. That shit is busting.
Oh, boy.
I was going to say on the next episode of Scooby-Doo Mystery. Damn, we didn't talk about that show, but I'm going to let you people go. So.
That shit is trash.
I don't really like it. I just want to see. I'm watching it so I can see.
It's really like, what the fuck?
I'm just hoping it gets better. Like, I'm just waiting for it to get better.
Don't wait. Don't.